There is nothing better than coming back from a vacation and having that alarm clock go off and say, hey, get back to work.
How much did you hate it this morning?
You know what? We're very lucky, you and I, because we've got this job where we get to come to work. And yes, it is work. Make no mistake about it. But we get to play.
Uh-huh.
And I get to see my friend. And we get to play and have a good time. I got so many stories to tell you about not only my vacation, but life lessons I've learned while being gone. And let me just also say to you, Tammy, thank you. Because you did such a great job last week with all your guest hosts and all the hard. It's such hard work to do what you did last week.
Well, it's difficult because it's not the normal, right?
So well, we take when each I other come for in, granted, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so when I come in and you're not there, it feels weird and off. And I definitely want to thank my husband, my daughter Morgan, Jody Kodesh, and Callie Hardy and her mom Sherry for being my guest hosts last week. They were so much fun, and they made it a lot easier on me.
Boy, nothing like having a CMA award winner's wife hanging out with you and his daughter. And he answered his phone.
And he did. And he played the college with his mother-in-law and beat me.
Well, anyway, I'm thankful that I can go on a vacation and get a complete reset and go off the grid for a couple days at least without checking phones and messages and emails and socials and know that you did things so capably here. And not that you can't, but it's just nice to know that that I can go away and everything is going to be okay.
And that I welcome you back.
And thankfully. But I also know that you need me.
Yes, I do.
I also know that when you get here and I'm not here, it's like, oh, where's my security blanket? I'm like a big weighted blanket is what I am on you, especially after a week and a half with my family. Big weighted blanket.
I thought for a minute you were going to say a wet blanket. I was like,
no. Well, glad you went there. So
I'm glad you're here.
We have so many stories today, and it's also a back to school day for many of you today. Many kids going back to school today. So we're gonna do a little back to school of our own this morning, as my mom was kind enough to provide me with a lot of my old report cards from elementary school.
Yeah.
It turns out I've always been a screw up.
I'm not
sure I needed that reminder from my mom, but I have it now, and now it's validated, and now you'll hear it. Lots to do this morning, so hang tight. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. It's Morgan Wallen, I Got Better. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Morgan Wallen is all about breaking records. And you know what? I don't think he goes into his projects thinking that way. I think he goes into his projects doing music that he really likes and hoping things are big hits, which they happen to be.
It's very clear that many people have responded to Morgan Wallen every time he puts out new music. And he hasn't broken a record this time, but he has certainly tied a record and with a pretty impressive person. Morgan Wallen just tied Elton John for 39 non-consecutive weeks at the number one spot on the Billboard Album 200 chart. So it's not every week he's number one, but back and forth to number one. He's done it now 39 consecutive times. Very impressive, and very impressive to do so with Elton John. However, he's nowhere near the record.
No.
The record for more weeks at number one, non-consecutive weeks, is 132 weeks. And that would be by what some people consider the greatest rock band of all time, the Beatles. Taylor Swift is next with 86 weeks, then Elvis with 67, then Garth with 52. Michael Jackson and Morgan Wallen and Elton John are all the way down at number 9, but still very, very impressive. Everybody on this list is a massive superstar.
Sure.
Everybody. And the Monkees? Maybe not.
What?
Maybe not everybody.
What?
The Monkees are also on the list, so maybe not everybody, but
that's the one that does stand out of everybody on there. You got Fleetwood Mac and Prince and the Eagles and Eminem, Adele, and Whitney Houston and the Monkees?
The Monkees. long time ago, the Monkees were massive. They had their own TV show. They were, I dare to say, as big as the Beatles.
So at that time,
it's just very weird to see them with all those huge names. A band that was, let's face it, made up for a TV show. Did very well.
Yeah.
But anyway, not to rip on anybody who loves the Monkees or the Monkees themselves. May most of them rest in peace.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to Morgan Wallen.
sorry. The Monkees. That was such a shock.
When you tie a record with Elton John, you know, you're doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. And Morgan doesn't need the validation, but it's you know, it's there, and it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. I have to imagine that that tie won't last very long.
Someone else that we absolutely adore because he is so much fun to see in concert is Nico Moon, and he is going to be at SOMA on October 17th, and you'll be there just by taking me on at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
833-287-1037. Win or lose, you're going to go see Nico. Win, you'll have $100 extra with you. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Call right now to play. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Boy, did I have FOMO yesterday in an airplane looking at the day that you had, Tammy, hanging out with heroes. No big deal.
So the San Diego Air and Space Museum opened up their venue for Honor Flight San Diego, who was doing the Spirit of 45 celebration. What that is, it was the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. In 1945, August 14th, they announced the end of the war. And so there was 50 World War II veterans. There was also four Rosie the Riveters, who were all recognized. By the way, the Rosies got their medals as well, which was a beautiful sight. The youngest of the bunch was 95. The oldest veteran was 109. And what an experience it was to be able to chat with them. It was so great.
109 years old.
Dressed impeccably in his uniform.
I feel 109 years old after coming back from a vacation.
And you know what, John? If you felt 109, you probably would have felt better than you do actually right now, because I was so impressed with how many of these heroes in their 90s and 100s who were walking on their own. You know, it was just an incredible moment, especially a lovely couple I had a chance to chat with.
Can you tell everybody your names and what part of San Diego you're from?
All right, it's Beverly and Earl Shalen, and we live in Spring Valley.
And what are your ages, sir?
Well, she's 91, I'm 97.
And you guys told us that you still play pickleball?
We do.
Yeah, we played yesterday.
We don't play the tournaments anymore. We're just doing it for fun. We're teaching our friends now.
Oh. Wait a second. That's the voice of a 90... No offense to Earl. Earl sounds a little older. That's the voice of a 91-year-old woman?
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, there was so much life and sparkle in that girl's eye, I was waiting for her to flip me.
That's amazing.
They were so great.
So you're the teachers,
yeah,
and you've won tournaments before.
National tournament. We won, in mixed singles, doubles, and mixed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What is your favorite thing about playing pickleball?
It's just fun. It's very social.
Yeah.
Nobody gets mad and angry. You're playing different people all the time.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Well, thank you, guys, and thank you for being here today, and thank you for your service.
All right. Nice.
Thank you.
You have fun.
I will try it, just because you told me to. You got quite the little sparkle in your eye, young lady. I'd be afraid to meet you on the pickleball court.
She's tough.
I bet. I can see it.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I still can't believe that woman's 91 years
old. I know. It was
and she's
so
kicking
great.
Everybody's butts on the pickleball court.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And the Rosie the Riveters, they were just so darling. If you've ever seen the poster with the Rosie the Riveter making the bicep curl, making the muscle with her handkerchief on her head, and a lot of them dressed that way for this event. And it was just a wonderful experience. And what an honor to be a part of it.
Well, it's Honor Flight San Diego, after all. It's right there in the name. Honor Flight San Diego is a fabulous organization that depends on public donations to send World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War veterans to Washington, D.C. so they can see the monuments that were built in their honor. And Tim and I are lucky and privileged enough to have been guardians in the past. We will be in the future. Can't wait to do that. There's all kinds of opportunities for you to volunteer to be a guardian, to sign somebody up that doesn't even know that they can go on a free trip and see these monuments and be treated as the heroes that they are. You can go to honorflightsandiego.org to sign up, to find out all the information, to donate, tell everybody you know, because if we don't donate, they don't get to go.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Honorflightsandiego.org.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Logan Heights. What's going on, Anthony?
Not much. I'm on my way to work. Heading out of town today.
Are you taking a plane?
No, I'm driving up towards LA for the day.
All right, man. Well, as you're doing that, let's get Tammy out of the studio and get started with the college. Go ahead and kick Tammy out.
Right. Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Anthony, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Anthony, that all ties go to Tammy, all right?
Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian shut down pregnancy rumors again. Kourtney is married to Travis Barker, who is the drummer for what San Diego rock band?
Blink-182.
The first pictures have been released of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot. Who is the star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Ooh, I do not know.
All right. Chad Michael Murray makes his return in the sequel to Freaky Friday, Freakier Friday. Murray also starred alongside another teen pop star in the movie Cinderella Story. Who is she?
Ooh, I'm not too sure on that one either.
All right. Jelly Roll delivered a passionate speech to support Tennessee's NFL football team. What are they named?
Tennessee Titans.
And Clueless is celebrating 30 years since the film's release. Alicia Silverstone starred as Cher. Who played her love interest?
Go with Mel Gibson.
Okay. Let's get to him back in. So, Anthony, how's traffic so far this morning heading up to L.A.?
So far, it's pretty good. There's not too much traffic.
All right. Good to get an early start. Anthony, today, yeah. Tam did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian is shutting down pregnancy rumors again. Kourtney is married to Travis Barker, who is the drummer for what San Diego rock band?
He's the drummer for Blink-182? No. Yes. Okay.
Blink-182 is right.
I thought you were shaking your head no at first.
I was too fast on the bell there. It's 1-1. The first pictures have been released of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot. Who is the star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That is right. Anthony couldn't come up with it. It's 2-1 Tam. Chad Michael Murray makes his return in the sequel of Freaky Friday, Freakier Friday. Murray also starred alongside another teen pop star in the movie Cinderella Story. Who is she?
Who was in Cinderella Story? I've never seen it. I don't remember.
Hilary Duff.
Oh.
Still 2-1 Tammy. Tammy, Jelly Roll delivered a passionate speech to support Tennessee's NFL football team. What are they named?
The Titans.
Titans. Anthony knew that. It is 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Clueless is celebrating 30 years since the film's release. Alicia Silverstone starred as Cher. Who played her love interest?
Oh, who was she in? Wait. Oh. Forgetting.
The never aging Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Oh yeah, I was thinking he was her brother, but
well, he was her. It gets a little iffy there. At one time, he was her step brother.
Okay, gotcha.
That was kind
but
of
no
a
no parents relate. Well,
no, I no mean blood he, parents. Her husband, her father was married to his mother at one time. They gotcha. Are, they were gotcha. Divorced and. Yeah. Let's not ruin a love story, Tammy. Anthony, today Tammy beats you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you, pal.
You have a pair of tickets now to see Nico Moon October 17th at Soma.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
All right, Anthony, have a great day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Anthony in Logan Heights, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, going to take you back to a little over a week ago when two men had a dream.
Oh, boy.
A dream to almost not partake in a horseshoe tournament, changed their mind, and darn near won the thing. Can you guess who they were, Tammy?
Well, I'm going to guess one of them was you, John, yes, it was. Since you want to talk about
and
it.
And the other person was my cousin, Rick. Hey, Rick, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, John.
So, Tammy, we were all together for a family reunion mm-hmm. in Rochester, New York, where my sister Wendy and her husband Rick live.
Yes.
They have a yearly horseshoe tournament okay. in their backyard. And I'm not talking about a couple people. Like over 100 people were there. It's
wow.
It's huge. Band, catered. It's really it's a party. All right.
Yeah, with a band?
Now, I had a couple reasons why I wasn't going to partake in this horseshoe tournament. I'm not sure you're aware, but I had back surgery years ago. Are you aware of that?
Rick, how many times did you hear about that?
Yeah, well, I've heard the story many times.
Wow. And I was having, as they say in the back injury business, a bad day.
Okay.
Okay? And also, I'm a dummy. I don't want to burn money. There's money involved here.
Oh, okay.
And all these guys play a lot.
Yeah, I don't know the last time you played horseshoes. When was it?
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say 7 years ago. How about you, Rick?
Never.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Never played horseshoes. Nobody plays horseshoes in Chicago.
Fair enough. This makes the story even more impressive, Tim.
Wow.
So I'm talking up until 5 minutes before the tournament. Uh-huh. I was out. I'm not going to play.
What was the cost, by the way? I'm just curious.
I don't remember. What? $20 a person, $25 a person.
No, $20 a head. Yes,
okay,
$20 a head.
Rick, I want to ask you, as someone who never played horseshoes before, what made you want to even get into this tournament?
No, I was a little more reluctant than John thinks because, you know, I'm a Chicago guy, never played horseshoes, showing up at this tournament that's 25 years old. And like John said, 100 guys. These guys are horseshoe guys.
Okay.
I'm not going to embarrass myself. So I was reluctant too.
Okay.
But, you know, we were hanging together and he said, let's play.
Minutes before.
Yes.
It's a double elimination tournament. And I literally said to Rick, you know what? We played two matches. We're done. We get to drink beer and watch these guys the rest of the day. And sure enough, we lost our first match.
Okay.
So we're in the loser's bracket.
Hold on, John, but who did we lose the first match to? The ultimate champions.
So
right off the bat, you play the best team of everyone, and you lose.
And we lost. And I actually told my girlfriend, Sam, hey, I'll see you in about a half hour. We'll party the rest of the day. And I don't know what happened, but Rick having never played horseshoes, me having not tossed a shoe for at least 7 years, we got good. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to describe it.
Uh-huh.
Tammy?
Yeah.
Rick and I ended up making the semifinals of this tournament.
What?
We played, I think, six, seven matches?
As the day went on, the guys who really play started drinking a little more. So we had an advantage, I think. But we played probably seven matches before we ended up playing Ricky.
Who's my brother-in-law. And, and darn it all, we lost to Rick. And I'll tell you right now, Rick is a horrible winner. Am I wrong, Rick? My other Rick.
You're correct.
A horrible winner. I hated losing to him, but I couldn't believe we were where we were. And you know what it is? It's a lesson to the kids. Never give up on a dream. And never doubt your never doubt what you've got inside.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden we're I don't even know what they're called, ringers or
ringers,
getting the horseshoe around the big thing sticking out of the ground. I don't even know what it is, but we're doing it all.
And how upsetting was it for the guys who play all the time to watch you guys continue to make it through?
I mean, you'd have to ask them, Tammy. They're currently sitting in Loserville.
Loserville.
And while we didn't win, we tried, we persevered, we got almost there. We were almost champions. And as far as we're concerned, am I right, Rick? That makes us champions.
We are champions.
All right, kid. Well, I'm proud of you.
And you too.
I think this is the start of a fabulous partnership. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to next August.
Will you toss a horseshoe before that?
I don't think I need to.
No. And you know what? I don't think I would change a darn thing, Rick.
I got a little callus on my thumb.
Hey, between guys here, just you and me, we won't air this. Were your thighs really hurting the next day?
Well, no.
Oh, mine neither. Just wondering.
That's got to make it on the air.
Sure. All right, man. Kiss Maria for me, okay? Tell her I said hello.
Will do. All right,
pal.
Sam, love you, buddy.
Nice
you
to meet you, sweetheart.
See you, Tammy.
Bye.
Bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Luke Combs has a really interesting way, and I think it's an awesome idea, to pick songs for his new record.
So he created an Instagram page, quote-unquote secret Instagram page, and he posted a bunch of songs, and he basically wants everyone's opinion on what they think of them. And the interesting part to me is these aren't produced. It's just Luke playing a guitar and singing the song. So raw, real, very interesting.
We were a midnight sneak out, meet me down off a stump town road. You'd hide your CRV in the trees and away we go. Cranked up radio, cloud of dust, every bit of that sun was hot.
I mean, sounds like a hit to me. Sounds like a Luke Combs smash. That's called Hearts on a Window. Now, it's not the entire song. It's just clips, unproduced, as Tammy said. Luke, a guitar.
And his voice.
Wide open. Say, hey, man, what do you think of this? Let me know. When you think about it, that takes a lot of courage. I mean,
sure it does. Because his voice isn't going to be perfect.
Right.
You know, it's not done like records when they're produced. Everything is perfect. And I like that. It's kind of like you're sitting in his living room with him or sitting out at the campsite with Luke Combs and saying, hey, Luke, why don't you pull out your guitar and play us a little tune?
It's very intimate. It's also a brilliant idea because how many people are going to be so stoked when they take part in this?
Yeah.
And they finally hear the record and say, oh my God, I picked that song.
Yes.
I'm a part of this record. Yes. It's a pretty brilliant idea.
I like it very much.
I don't see a lot of artists that would be willing to say, listen to something I just came up with without being processed, without being produced, just boom, me and a microphone and a guitar. I think it's a great idea. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. I'm back. So no more shenanigans going on, okay?
Shenanigans.
No more riffraff. Chance to win $100 and definitely go see Nico Moon when he plays Soma. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
To left, down the line. Anthony with a long run. He's not going to get there. Machado's coming around from second. He'll score 4-0 Padres. Bogarts drives in a run.
That audio courtesy of Padres.tv. Padres got me in trouble on my vacation. More about that in a moment. Meanwhile, just another series win against a very strong opponent in the Boston Red Sox. A beautiful afternoon at Petco. Wrapping up a pretty solid weekend and are right there, baby. Just two games back behind the Evil Empire and right there. I may have been guilty and chastised a few times while on vacation. I was accused for not paying attention to my current events because I was watching or listening to the Padres on the free Odyssey app. We were at my brother-in-law Butch's birthday dinner. Happy birthday, Butch.
Oh, happy birthday, Butch. He's our biggest fan online.
He had his birthday on Sunday. We had his birthday dinner on Saturday, and I was chastised by my girlfriend, Sam. Put the phone down.
Yeah.
We're at the restaurant.
Yes.
At least put it behind my arm so that people can't see you. And I wasn't like glued to it. I'm not a moron, but I love this team. Mm-hmm. I don't have to explain that to you guys. You know that. Mm-hmm. And I want to see what's going on, especially with all the trades. All that stuff happened while I was in the air, and I was like, I got to see what the new team looks like. So, yeah, I paid attention and was not disappointed. Thank you, San Diego Padres, for making my vacation even better. I got even more trouble on the way home because the Padres had to come back and win that game in extra innings. And my daughter was driving us home from the restaurant. And I was quietly just watching my phone. And all of a sudden, I'm like, go, go, go. And
oh, she thought Julia, you were talking to her.
She said, well, I'm going. And Sam's like, you're distracting your daughter.
Yes.
Put the phone down.
That's a new way to backseat drive.
Anyway, what the Padres need to do right now is exactly what they're doing. Winning series. They are in San Francisco tonight, a day off on Thursday, and then a weekend series against the you-know-whos.
The you-know-whos. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's the official name now, the you-know-whos.
In fact, up.
Because then you go, you know who you are.
You know what you did. As a matter of fact, those are our next opponents at their home and then back at Petco next week. So we got a lot of Giants and a lot of you-know-whos to in the immediate future. These are very important series to stay close or maybe even, dare I say it, catapult over the you-know-whos.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
And take control of the division. Either way, you can listen to every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Go Pods! John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Here we go to Lisa in Escondido. What's going on, Lisa?
Hi, guys.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, can you step out for a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Lisa, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you also, Lisa, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Random true or false. True or false, Macaulay Culkin's stunt double for Home Alone was a very short 30-year-old man named Larry. Is that true or false? Matthew McConaughey lost the role of Jack in Titanic because he didn't want to change his southern accent. Who was the lead actor in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Brad Pitt's mom passed away at 84 years old. Was Brad born in Oklahoma, Missouri, or Colorado?
I'll say Oklahoma.
James Cameron says there's danger of a Terminator-style apocalypse if AI is paired with weapons systems. James, of course, directed Terminator. How many Terminator movies were there?
Three.
Lady Gaga will release a new song called Death Dance for the TV show Wednesday. Gaga played Elizabeth the Countess in one of the American Horror Story seasons. What was the season named?
I have no idea.
All right, Lisa, let's get Tam back in. Lisa, here's a fun fact. I wrote that college while sitting in the Delta terminal at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport yesterday. What do you think about that?
I like it.
I'm like, should I watch TV or should I maybe get some work done so I can just go home and relax when I land? And I'm glad I did that.
Yes.
There you go.
Lisa
Genius.
Did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Random true or false. True or false, Macaulay Culkin's stunt double for Home Alone, by the way, in which he played the character... was a very short 30-year-old man named Larry. Is that true or false?
Why not true?
It is true.
Larry!
And Macaulay was so young at the time, he thought he was just kind of a rough-looking kid.
Yeah.
So he was really worried that he was going to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't understand the guy was a girl. Well, a man, at least.
Yeah.
It is 1-0. That's a funny story. Matthew McConaughey lost the role of Jack in Titanic because he didn't want to change his southern accent. Who was the lead actor in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Lisa knew that. 2-1, Tammy. Brad Pitt's mom passed away at 84 years old. Was Brad born in Oklahoma, Missouri, or Colorado?
Missouri. Oh, he grew up in Missouri, but he was
born in Pawnee, Oklahoma.
Yes, I knew that one. Dang it.
Lisa went with Oklahoma, so it's now 2-2.
Nice guess.
James Cameron says there's a danger of a Terminator-style apocalypse if AI is paired with weapons systems. He, of course, directed Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
How many Terminator movies were there?
Three.
Double that. 6.
Wow.
Lisa also went with 3. So look at that. It's still tied. And finally, Lady Gaga will release a new song called Death Dance for the TV show Wednesday. Gaga played Elizabeth the Countess in one of the American Horror Story seasons. What was that season named?
American Horror Story Gothic.
American Horror Story Hotel. Today we finish with a tie. And unfortunately, Lisa, all ties go to Tammy. So you're not going to get any of her money. But we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to see Nico Moon. He's going to be at SOMA on October 17th.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
Lisa, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You too, guys. Take care.
First day of school! Wake up! Come on, first day of school!
Just in time for possibly your kids' first day of school. Maybe you're taking them right now. When I was on vacation last week, my mom presented me with just a pile of John history, and a lot of them were past report cards. I don't know why she saved them, because I was a horrible student.
Okay, I think you're being a little harsh on yourself, but we could pull out a few of them if you wouldn't mind. And I think the first one that we should start with is your kindergarten. How did your school career start? Do you remember your kindergarten teacher's name?
I absolutely do not.
Slattery. Or Slattery.
I have
Donna
no idea.
Donna Slattery.
Oh, okay. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. I wonder if she's still with us.
I don't know. But I'm reading through, and now remember, this is kindergarten, John. So they're going through some things that most kindergartners should learn how to do. Like, for instance, you were able to count to 28. You know your basic 8 colors. You know the letters of the alphabet except Q and P.
I didn't know my P's and Q's.
I guess you didn't.
Interesting. I never knew that. The reason I sound surprised that Tammy's reading this to me right now, because I can't read these. I can't look at these because it reminds me of
school.
Not even school, just wasting. I could have been so much better in school, and I just didn't really apply myself. And I think we're going to see a theme throughout these report cards about that.
Well, in kindergarten, John, your teacher wrote, John shows pride in his accomplishments. He joins cooperatively in small and large group situations, manipulates basic tools correctly, but John does need to learn when it's the proper time to talk.
Wow. Isn't it funny how things never change?
However, some constructive suggestions as you were leaving kindergarten, John. John needs to learn his address and phone number. John needs to learn to tie his own shoes.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But you're in kindergarten, honey. John needs to learn to fasten his coat. I'm just picturing you as a little kindergartner. This is so cute.
Mortifying. So what she's saying is I would stand there and make her do it.
I guess.
Tie my shoes, fasten my coat.
Maybe she was pretty and you wanted her to do it.
I have no recollection of
her. You were enthusiastic. You just need to learn when it's actually time to talk. We'll jump now to third grade.
Okay.
With Miss Gorman.
Miss Gorman, third grade.
John's skills in both reading and math are good.
What? Math?
Yes.
Math?
Yes.
Come on.
However, he could try harder to do neater work and put his best into it. John is not consistent.
John's a slob.
Some days he hands in beautiful work. Other days it is careless and messy. When he wants to, John can do a good job.
Now that is the theme that I have heard my entire scholastic career. And honestly, in a lot of work meetings here.
I'm not saying a word. John's behavior is generally good, but it is also sporadic. Some days he can be very disruptive. Other days he's a good, quiet worker. But
we see a theme here, don't we?
John does accept responsibility and can be quite helpful in the classroom.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you, Miss Gorman. Mm-hmm. I think the lesson here, if you're listening and going to school right now, or maybe you're a parent of a kid that gets report card comments like that, is that it's going to be okay.
Well,
I'm a valuable member of society.
Absolutely.
I have a good job. I've got daughters that love me.
That was the start of third grade. Let's go to the end of third grade, shall we?
Oh.
John is a bright little boy who could do much better work. While I have seen improvement in the quality of his work, his effort tends to be sporadic. John is still not always quiet and considerate, though he has settled down a great deal. He is a friendly and outgoing child. Good luck to your soccer team this summer, John.
Oh.
See?
Thank you,
Ms. Gorman. So she liked you very much. It was just corralling you sometimes was a problem.
Boy, and what do you know?
Nothing's changed.
It's exactly the same way now.
Nothing's changed.
Have a great school year. It'll be okay. Early decorating conversations are nothing new on this show, but are people buying Halloween decorations now because they're stoked for the holiday, even though it's the beginning of August? Or are they just doing it to waste time and possibly get some air conditioning?
Or entertain their kids, which seems to be what you experienced, producer Jessica.
I went to the first open Halloween, Spirit Halloween store in San Diego County. There's only one open. I did my research. It opened this last week.
What research is that, I wonder?
I go to the Spirit Halloween store and see which ones are open and which aren't. It's fine.
When do you start doing this, incidentally? Like November 2nd?
August 1st.
August 1st.
Okay.
So for like 11 days, you've been, or
stalking
give or take, you've been basically waiting with bated breath for the Spirit Halloween store to open.
Absolutely.
Is that important to you?
Absolutely.
Now, do you go to waste time with your kid, or do you go to actually buy your decorations this early?
I like to look and see what they have, see if there's anything new that I want to buy or might want to look into. Just fun to see the Halloween stuff there. They have a whole animatronic section in the middle, right when you walk in the store. It looks so cool this year, the display that they have.
They're making it more, you know, Spirit Halloween, you know, because they pop up everywhere, right?
Right.
And it used to be you just walk in and you go try to find what they have. But now they're really making it an experience when you walk into those places.
Yeah, this year's theme is
a theme.
There's a theme.
It's a New York subway, like a haunted subway. And the display is like a big subway car.
It
even has a phone on it that works that you press buttons and it'll give you different messages. And then all of the animatronics are in the car, including one that I found that is going to be John's new favorite, is a giant rat.
Oh, my God.
Is it all going to be the subway haunted subway theme, or is it just this specific store?
No, it's all of them. That's their theme for the Spirit Halloweens all this year.
How do you know these things?
Because I look at their website. It's fascinating. It's a whole thing, and a lot of people follow it. And I'll tell you, when I went yesterday, the place was packed.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine why not, because they're almost making it like when you go to these Halloween experiences when Halloween's here, you know, you're the haunted this and the haunted that. And now you actually walk through something that they've put together specifically as an event.
Yeah, with all these really cool animatronics that set off and scare you. And it was so much fun.
How many kids were crying?
Only one. There was a little girl that the dad kept scaring. He thought it was very funny.
Ah.
Which, it's
typical.
Dads. But you also mentioned that you saw a lot of people that weren't buying. They're just gawking.
Yeah. I mean, that's, we weren't really going to buy anything. I always end up getting Walt a little skeletal animal. That's a big thing now. And he got another bat this year. And most people right out of there, they were just there to look. And Spirit knows that. They know that they're there to look. But they'll eventually sell out of stuff. By the time it gets to Halloween,
yeah, you're
all
too late.
The good stuff is gone.
Yeah. So my question is, this is the most important question. Did you buy the giant animatronic rat? Don't stare at me like that, John. I mean, come on. It's fake.
Did not buy the giant animatronic rat. There was a woman there that her boyfriend kept pushing her to the rat, and she was like, get it away from me. And I was like, oh, it's John.
You know what? She should break up with him right now.
I know.
Dump that loser, honey. Doesn't take your fears seriously. Well, that's a great little pointer, a great little tip. I never thought of that. The few times I go to the Spirit Halloween store, I need to get my my Guy Fieri beard dye or my Guy Fieri wig.
The one in La Mesa is fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good pointer.
We'll check it out.
Thank you, Producer
Jessica.
Make
it an event is what it sounds like.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
We just got our fourth number one.
Woo! That's crazy.
That's awesome. Thank you, everybody, so much. Thank you so much, Country Radio, for believing in me and giving me a chance.
Well, first of all, you're very welcome, Nate Smith. Second of all, that was Nate Smith just hearing that the song that you just heard was his most recent number one, and that was after he composed himself, Tammy.
Yeah, I know. When he found out that Fix What You Didn't Break went to number one, he broke down and cried.
Nate, you okay,
buddy? Yeah, we're...
Wait, what did you say?
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Number one? Oh,
dude, so many good things are happening. Right?
Thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome, buddy. I know tonight will be a special night at home, the hometown crowd. And I wanted to be able to say that on stage tonight.
It's been a journey with this song, you know?
I know.
And I was so scared, you know?
Well, no reason to be feared and fearful at all. They should be fearing you, okay? So you got it, man. And you know what? That's four in a row. Including the record-breaking World on Fire still. Yeah, just be happier to make this call to you instead.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I appreciate it. Can't really talk right now.
No. I got you. Well, listen, go enjoy. We'll celebrate soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. You need a big hug soon. Thank you.
We've said it countless times on this show how much we just love watching people experience their dreams coming true before our very eyes.
And if you'd like to see that too, by the way, we shared it on John and Tammy's Instagram stories. It's just lovely.
So we love Nate Smith. He's just one of the best guys out there. So gregarious, so kind. He doesn't mind it when Tammy bothers him with texts.
Stop that.
So what you're hearing is all that hard work, all of the, as he said, fear. Like, apparently people maybe didn't think the song was going to work.
Sure.
And he fought for it.
You bet.
And there you go. He was right. Number one song. We just, again, couldn't be happier for him.
We're proud of him.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Very proud of you,
Tammy,
Nate
the
Smith.
Mother, always. Yes. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.